May we be helped to commence our worship of God this evening by singing together hymn number 64. Hymn 64, to the tune of Beautiful Zion, 444. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Hymn 64, tune of Beautiful Zion, 444.
Oh, Lord be pleased to help us to read together from his holy word in the first book of Samuel, read together chapter 7, and then in the Acts of the Apostles, a part of chapter 4. So begin by reading from 1 Samuel, and read chapter 7, and then in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, we'll read from verse 23. So 1 Samuel chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath-jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab and in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, and the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them until they came under Beth-car. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coasts of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was a peace between Israel and the Amorites, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and to Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. And then turning to the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 4, we'll begin to read at verse 23. So the Acts of the Apostles in the 4th chapter, and then begin reading at verse 23. I'll read down to the end of verse 33. So begin at verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that all the things which they possessed was his own, but they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. We leave the reading of God's holy word there. May his own blessing rest upon the verses that we have read together, and may he help us as we desire to come to the throne of grace. Our thou most gracious and most merciful Lord God Almighty, we do pray for thy all needed help to bear before thee in the attitude of prayer as we gather in thy house and around thy word at this evening time of worship. Thou knowest the ordering of all the circumstances that gather us here this evening, and to point things as they are, and now that we might bear in humility before thee, and so the apostles could see how they disordered those things that was in the path of thine own self, Lord Jesus, in thy suffering and that persecution that they were passing through. And as we have read of Samuel, who was found praying for the people, so we come, O Lord, in this desire to pray together, that whatsoever a case or circumstances this evening is yet to be brought unto thee in prayer, which is the burden of our hearts, and to be bringing us nearer to thee, you know, that we might be blessed with a living cry unto thee, the only true God, the Lord God Almighty. And O Lord, may there be much power in the Spirit to even shake the place as we gather here. O Lord, that we would cry as we have read of Samuel with the offering of the suckling lamb, pleading thyself, Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, for sinners slain, that name which is above every name. Oh, that there might be great power in thy name this evening to witness to the resurrection, we pray, that thou art the living one, a great high priest in thy heavenly glory to intercede, and yet a high priest that bears the marks of thy suffering, that spreads forth thy wounded hands to plead for dying sinners that thou might live. We're blessed with that wonder of great grace, O Lord, to believe and trust in thee, to serve thee wholly, to be blessed with hearts that we have read of that need to be prepared to turn to thee, to worship thee. And oh, may it be so even as we gather at this time, that our hearts have been prepared in all the path that was led us throughout the day. Lord, I know there are varied circumstances that each of us has passed through, and we may feel, O Lord, it to be anything but a preparation, but thou knowest what thou hast accomplished and what thou wilt yet do. How did this bring us? We think about your friend and brother, thy servant, who had hoped to minister this evening, and pray let us go to him where he is with his dear one, and bring and give him restoring and healing mercies. And O Lord, thy sanctifying blessing in all that this means, we do pray thee. And grant thy blessing as we continue and seek to gather together. And there's the service being this evening for the day past, O Lord. We bless the young friends who have been joined together in the pathway of marriage. We do seek thy blessing upon them where they go and where they are found. And Lord, and each of the families that have gathered, O Lord, may be under thy blessing, that those things done in that day might yet be remembered in their hearts, we pray thee, the things of thy word. And O Lord, do witness out of these things the wonders of thy grace. And bring us each as thy heavenly bride, we pray thee, whom thou hast set thy love upon, and purchase us with thy precious blood, to be joined unto thee, most gracious Lord Jesus. Amen. To be a heavenly savour, and yet in such things we pray. We thank thee for the witness of it in a day of darkness, a day of much turning aside, O Lord, from all these things, a day of the idolatry, the spirit and of other gods. Dear Lord, do bring us in thy spirit, we pray thee, to live our lives in thy fear, and seek to honour and to glorify thee. If thou indeed art God alone, and thou indeed, Lord Jesus, as thou hast come, as we have read those expressions of the apostles, as the holy child Jesus, the dear babe in Bethlehem's manger, that come in holy perfection to live the life of sorrows and acquainted with grief, to bear all sin, the punishment of sin for thy people, to show thyself righteousness in it all, righteous in every aspect, to give of that wonder of righteousness to polluted sinners. And oh, thou knowest we come as such before thee in that great need of our heart to be softened and blessed with a confessing spirit, that we like sheep indeed have gone astray. Our own heart is a wandering heart, and it is not one whit better than the other. It has all the afflictions of sin within, and we pray for thy grace ever to acknowledge it before thee, to be humbled under thy mighty hand, most gracious God, and to be blessed with that cry of repentance, of pleading for thy mercy. Lord Jesus, as thou hast taught in thyself, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, the sinner that we are to feel ourselves to be in all of these things. And might there be a great light that shines into thy word this evening to enlighten our hearts as we gather at his set time, that we might be blessed in the gathering here in the house of God. And each who listen also, we pray thee, let us go to each when they are found, bless the families, the little ones, that come as they would, and be with them each, we pray thee. And there's an afflictions who give restoring, O Lord, then if she's afflicted one, they canst come and bring a blessing, O Lord, we pray thee, in the midst of afflictions. And thou dost graciously declare in thy word that it's not abhor or cast away those afflicted ones. But when they cry, that let us hear them. And I wonder so art to hear such sighs and cries that often born out of hearts that tremble at thine afflicting hand, that is surely felt keenly in that personal way as the evidence of our sinnership, of our unworthiness. Oh Lord, do not leave us in our hearts to think that because we are not afflicted, we are blessed in some way to be greater than another. Lord, do give us hearts yet to know thy teaching. It is often through the rod that thou dost display thy greatest love, and bring that sweet communion with thee, Lord Jesus, who came in affliction's pathway to bear the sin of thy people. Dear Lord, don't open our eyes in all of these truths this evening, we pray thee, that the worship may be of thy great and holy name, the honour, the glory unto thee, the thanksgiving for the mercies that bring us and spares us yet in the day that we pass through, richly supplying our every need, many outward benefits and blessings. Thou knowest them all, that thou dost daily bestow the daily benefits. Thou gracious thou art in thy faithfulness to give them freely. Those renewed mercies, O Lord, that are thy good hand in provision, that may we view beyond them all the need of them spiritually to refresh and revive us, we pray thee, and to be blessed with a heart that seeks to walk aright in thy fear, and to use rightly what thou hast given us, O Lord, in the benefits of providence, and seek much more the indwelling of thy spirit upon us, to Bring us in all humility unto thee, most gracious Lord. So Lord, we go to each end where they are found this evening, in each case, each pathway. Guide the path of the young friends and help them in their lives as they look to thee to go before them and to, O Lord, provide for their every need. In each and a perplexing circumstance to bring them through, we pray thee, and show thyself gracious and merciful. You hath all wisdom and knowledge and power. O Lord, do bring thy blessing, thy strength for our brother who bears office here, and help him in his many labours, we pray thee. And help thy labouring servants, they come to preach the word. Lord, where the word is off read, do bring a blessing in it, we pray thee. And so, Lord, do work mightily amongst the gathering of the friends here, that they may know thy blessing in their hearts, we pray thee. There was out of the church says that Shannon must be saved, we do beseech of thee. There was built up thy cause here in Maidstone, we pray thee. As are not yet those who are appointed unto eternal life to come seeking for Jesus, may it be even so at this evening hour, let us touch those hearts and souls, we pray thee. And to gather in to hear thy voice in the preaching of the gospel here, we pray thee. And so, Lord, we do seek those blessings of thy Zion as we ever pray for Zion still, where life and breath remain. We do pray that either the little hills of Zion might be revived and blessed again. O Lord, those that may meet this evening, do be with these in each of their places, we pray thee. Those who are thy servants ministering, do give the word to be preached, and bless the gathering of the friends that desire to hear the word preached. May it be a blessing for their souls, we pray thee, a glory unto thy great and holy name. And in it all prepare us for thy day, we do beseech of thee, another Lord's day that hastens upon us, another week of time quickly hastening away. Lord, that reminder that we need to be made right and made ready to stand before thee. Lord, do yet shine through all these things, we pray, and bring it down of thy resurrection power. Lord, to bring thy reviving mercies. And as our friend and brother has laid aside, yet thou knowest whether he shall preach on the Lord's day, do give him restoring strength to preach thy gospel again in that set time, we pray thee. And Lord, give help to rest the matter in thy hand, O Lord, who has appointed these things. O Lord, to know no will but thine. O Lord, thou knowest their fretting spirit, often a spirit of self that rises up, do set him at liberty from all these things, we pray thee. And likewise, each who walk in the path of difficulty and trial, may they not feel overcome by it, most gracious Lord, though it be there to lay them low. But may they be blessed to cast that care upon thee. See, there was a wise purpose yet in it, most gracious God, to perform thy will, and to bring us yet to humbly wait upon thee, and to show that thy times, O Lord, may there be the times that we are in. My times, as we have sung, O Lord, are in thy hand, the things thou hast appointed, O Lord. The wonder of it that there should be thy hand that takes up the things of our times and of all that we are presently in. But dear Lord, do give that enabling to watch and to wait thy hand appearing. And so, dear Lord, do shine forth yet, we pray, with thy blessing in our time, in our nation. Touch the hearts of our rulers and those in our royal household, our king and queen, we pray thee. O Lord, thy sanctifying blessing in these times of afflictions that we hear of in the royal household, and maybe those things that are doing in the hearts and the souls of one another. And through all of these things, we pray thee, whether in the present generation or the generation that shall follow, may there be yet a right example set again in this land, turning to thee again, the only true and living God, we pray thee. May there be a witness in the national church to the word of truth, and not that forsaking of it that we so often see. May a witness in the hearts of thy people who seek to fear thee and walk according to thy word. That it may be a great light that thou wilt shine with, O Lord, in all of these things, we pray thee. And touch the hearts who have the office to bear over us in the government, we pray thee, and as it is election year that shall come in due time, do raise up those that shall fear thee to stand for office, to govern over us yet, if it is thy will. Thou knowest we sink lower and lower and further from thee, our sins testify against us, that solemn forsaking of thee. But what a need there is to be returning people unto thee. And may there yet be a voice in all of these things that cause for sinners to return to thyself, Lord Jesus, thine own word of truth. Oh, to the throne of grace, to the house of God, we pray thee. Oh, then, Ursula, in need of thy returning grace and power. And may it be so again this evening as we seek to turn again to thee. Do bless thy people in all places where thou hast set them, those that we have been with of late in Australia. Do remember them and build them up. We do beseech of thee. Remember when in the hospital there who has laid low, Lord, do give those restoring mercies. We thank thee for that thou hast done, that great measure of restoration thou hast given. And then there is thy purpose in all of these things, the trial and the testing of the faith. Lord, do reveal thyself in every aspect of each of our pathways, that thou art appearing in, most gracious God, so unexpected to us as we leave them, but not alone unto thee. Now thou hast these wise appointments, most gracious Lord, and we pray for grace to see thy good hand in it all, we pray thee. So dear Lord, thou hast each trouble and tried and perplexed case this evening, each impossibility. And so thou hast our impossibility as we seek to worship thee. But thou canst give that enabling of faith. Oh, may there be that wonder of thy grace, that mercy, resurrection power to be made known. That thou, Lord Jesus, has conquered death itself and has risen again, alive forevermore. And so that our faith might be within us as that same conquering power and blessing in thy hand. Oh Lord, to ever enable us to look to thee and to see that thou alone art able. That though we be so poor and needy, could it yet please thee to be thy holy will? Yes, in the hymns that we sing, we pray thee. Oh Lord, do bless thy word abundantly as we gather around it. Hear the prayers of each one. And bless us as what we have read of thy servant who had his prayer to be answered of thee, I heard of the Lord. And might that be said of each one of us this evening as we bring our cries unto thee. Thou hast graciously heard us. Thou wilt demonstrate thy power in answering, O Lord, in thine own time and way. So, dear Lord, do help us to look to thee, we do beseech of thee. We beg thy mercies to wash us from our every sin and to receive us graciously. We ask, Lord Jesus, of thee for thy great name's sake alone. Amen.
Let us continue by singing together hymn 749, hymn 749, Junior St. Anatolius, number 555. Hymn 749, I hear a righteous man, a prophet good and great, in deep distress complain, and thus his grief relate. I call on God and cry and shout, but all my prayer he shutteth out. He cries and cries again, and yet no answers come. He shouts aloud through pain, and still the Lord is dumb. Like some abandoned wretch he moans, and Jesus seems to mock his groans. If Christ do not appear when his disciples cry, he marketh every tear, and counteth every sigh. In all their sorrows bears a part, beholds their grief, and feels their smart. Hymn 749, tune St. Anatolius 555.
shall be pleased to help me this evening. I seek to direct your prayerful thoughts to a word you'll find in the first book of Samuel, and in chapter 7 we read together. Read a part of, I believe, the 9th verse. First book of Samuel, chapter 7, and we read the latter part of verse 9, but I'll read the whole of the 9th verse. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. This particular latter part has rested upon my spirit during the day, not knowing the call for the ministry this evening. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. What a mercy this evening if we have come to cry unto the Lord for Israel, for the need of souls, for the spiritual Israel. And have we read of it here that the Lord heard him. As I imagine, renders that word answered him. It was not a cry that was in vain. We find here then Samuel is in this place where he is given this needful godly exhortation to return the people to the ways of the Lord. There they were in their deep idolatry. The influence of Samuel was but little noted at this time. And yet, of course, as these latter days of his life went on, they would be much more of a great influence, having been brought up as a child then into the temple amidst those evil sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, and had witnessed so much that was wrong. And yet what a blessing the Lord had given Samuel to continue in the fear of God, and to be one who long waited as the time of the ark then was taken away into the Philistines. And this chapter of course relates to how it was being returned again, not just to the people of Beth Shemosh, from where it first came to, from the land of the Philistines that we read of in chapter 6, that as they had solemnly looked into the ark and gone against the word of God, forgotten God's commandments, and had been so greatly judged by him smiting those 50,000 and 70 persons. Oh, that great slaughter that took place in the Lord's wrath. And so the people desire those of Kirjath-Jearim would come and bring up the ark to them. And that is where these words then are set this evening. And that word seemed to stand out in verse 2 that we read. That it was 20 years. The time was a long time. You see the Lord's timings in how he appoints these things to take their place. We know that God is an eternal God, a God of eternity, but he has created this period of time, this set time that we are in, where he indeed is to reveal himself to his own chosen people, and to bring them under his blessing, unite their hearts and souls to him, the living God, to dwell with them forever, yet in eternity that is to come at hand. Near to us, near than what we really realise. But yet the Lord, being the God then of eternity, is mindful of the things of time, and his purpose does not fail, though there be what seems to be spoken of then as a long time. It was 20 years. We can meet of many periods of time, of course, in the word of God, the 40 years in the wilderness for the children of Israel, that passing away of that older generation, the younger generation being brought to go into the land of Canaan. And the Lord has a perfect way in how he uses time then to bring about his purposes. He does not alter his greatness, his power, his purpose, his love, his holiness, his ability. So we see, as it was with Samuel here then, having witnessed all of these things, little is heard of what then he had spoken, but now the people desiring to be delivered from their trouble. And Samuel then faithfully speaks, and if they were to return, if their desire was again to think that their days would be better if they feared the Lord, then there was more needed than just speaking of it in the way of a name. They needed to turn away from these strange gods to serve the Lord wholly. And thus this verse reminds us of this one true and living way for the poor sinner to come to the throne of grace. It is the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is upon the Lamb of God. He takes a suckling lamb and offers it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord in all its completeness, to show that it was the substitute. Samuel, we might say, was in a hard case here, for he knew the wandering of the people. So many times they had returned and gone back to evil and were prone yet to fall still. And yet he did not turn his heart away from coming in this way that God had appointed for him. And that seemed to strike me first of all in what this word it declares. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. He had that sweet access in his petition. As we read in those verses in the Acts, fourth of the Acts, the dear apostles, after their times of great persecution, though the Lord had wrought miracles and the healing of one in the temple, and the people, the Pharisees and scribes, hating them for it, it did not turn their hearts away then from the path of prayer. That remarkable occasion that we read of, that the Lord shook the place. What a prayer meeting that was. And vital then are the times of prayer, the meetings for prayer in the house of God, the praying around the word at home in the family, the entering into our closet and seeking of our God in secret. Oh, what a privilege then it is to have the path of prayer, to be given a heart then that is prepared or turned then from every evil thing. We do not go about it in the way of tradition, a way that we carelessly come to. But as we read in verse 3, if you do return, if this then is the true desire, to be not looking to their idols, not looking to themselves, their natural abilities or wealth, or whatever those idols might be named to be. And the devil then is full of his works to turn our hearts away from God, to worship natural things and time things and not eternal things. What a need there is then to be a returning people, a people that the Lord is turning to himself. Then it is with all your hearts, and put away the strange gods of Ashtaroth, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. The God appointed pathway then that is set before us here in the word of God, and all that we may be ever tender to seek to walk in it in the fear of the Lord. What a mercy he has of people who seek to walk this way, to turn aside then from the busyness of life, to having given their set time and their purpose, to seek now the kingdom of God and his righteousness, to know that he is needful to reveal himself spiritually, that he is much more to us then than this great God that provides us with natural benefits. And how good he is at doing that, and how poor we are at being thankful for it. But though we have this heart then that the Lord is preparing, that is brought into where we read of Samuel then crying in this God-appointed way, and praying over the sacrifice that he has made, or the pleading then is on mercy's ground, that it was the appointment of the Lord for them to bring it as guilty sinners, those who deserve death, those who deserve not to be heard, not to be noticed, not to be a people at all that might think then to look to the living God of heaven and of earth. Yet one who had shown out of that great wonder of mercy that he would be approached and he would be called upon, he would be in the hearts of those that would cry. Cry in their felt need. We hear then of the Philistines then that were drawing near. Here then was Samuel's word that he should indeed, they should be gathered together. We read there the children of Israel did put away. There was a measure of outward reformation that took place. They showed in their works the intents of their hearts. and how we need in our lives those evidences that are things from our hearts that bring us to differ by the fear of God being put within us. And we seek then to put first things first, we might speak in that way, the Word of God, the things of God, the house of God, the people of God, the cause of God and truth. Those things that are used of the Lord to bring spiritual blessings might be first in our hearts also, because of the God of them, not because of the people they are, or a particular building, or any aspect outwardly, but because of God in heaven above, who yet is pleased to own and bless the Word of God, to show that He still gives this same Spirit, and to feel our need. As we read of Samuel feeling it here then as he cried. Express it then as a desperate cry of his heart. Oh, the calling out then in the depths of trouble. And as that hymn expressed of Jeremiah, who truly was a man that called out of great depths of trouble and feared that his cry was not a heard cry. And yet it could be said of here that Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. You see what great sorrows was in Samuel's heart here, as he knew the need of this people. Oh, he then appoints that they should be gathered together, and drew water and poured it out before the Lord, and they fasted on that day. They sought then to be separated from all those natural things that would distract them. We often read, of course, much in the Word of God about fasting and those that went without food days and nights. Elijah, of course, as he went into the wilderness, and the Lord met him yet there. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, who was in the wilderness temptation those 40 days and nights. And there, in great fasting, is to show indeed that the Spirit will have us in our hearts then to be separated unto Him. We be not taken aside with so many things that we lift, draw our hearts away from the Lord. And thereby He does not prescribe, as it were, in some legal way that we can only come if we have done such and such a thing. Because we know the troubles that God appoints us, they often come us unawares. And we cannot then be about, as it were, much preparation when the cry of the heart is needful. But how wondrous He is, and to hear the cry and the sincere desire to continue in this path of faith, that we will indeed seek to walk in the fear of the Lord in a way that is right before Him. We read there, we have sinned against the Lord. An acknowledgement in this that there they were as those that were sinners. You see, it is a cry then of a troubled heart that we read here then concerning Samuel unto the Lord for Israel. For the God of Israel, for the good of His people, for the glory of the God of Israel. And that expression, of course, used far beyond the nation that here was mentioned. We might as well say, well, we need that same cry for the nation of Israel presently in their times of warfare, their times of unbelief and of all that is found in their pathway. And what a need, of course, there is to pray for national Israel, that their eyes might yet be opened, that God would bring a just peace in such places, that He would show Himself mighty to save, that God would not exalt then a nation to think that they are above another nation. This word then is used to bring the spiritual blessing that God is to His dear people, as it was given then to Jacob as a name change from supplanter or deceiver, but to the one then that was under God's blessing, a prince, he had power with God and with man and prevailed. The one whom the Lord named such, it would then be the name set upon that nation and people. But it's much more looked upon as the spiritual people of God. Not just from one particular national background, but throughout the nations of the earth. And what a mercy that is. The many that we read of in the Acts then that were those who had done their worst in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Gentiles amongst them. And yet the Gentiles are to be amongst those who are blessed to be the spirit of Israel. A prayer then to the Lord for Israel, that there might be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in his spirit to bring his reviving work, to overthrow the works of the devil, to bring more sinners then to repentance, to bring more repentance in our hearts and lives, to give us this greater sense then that we are these that have sinned against the Lord, that our shortcoming, our non-compliance to the standard then is of God's holiness. We live in a day of much compliance, it is spoken of, and many regulations, but little is thought of what the greatest need is to be right before the Lord. What a picture of these things are then of our inability to meet those standards that are set there in a need for wife or safety or health or whatever they might be. Protection. You see how little then is thought for the need of the soul. And how utterly short that comes, how it fails. And it is a solemn then matter against, oh, God Almighty, the Lord Jehovah himself. You see, Samuel was faithful here then not to leave the people to rest short then of what was needful. It was the Lord himself and his mercy. The very one then that we have done our evil against and we deserve to be cast away from, who yet then he is pleased to draw us near unto him. And so we find then, as the Philistines hear of this people found gathered together, they thought then their evil was to readily destroy them at once, to come again with much revenge. They had much in their hearts to think of that, how they had captured the Ark of the Covenant and how it had smitten so many in their land under its afflicting influence, and only with their eyes and of their own thoughts they looked upon that, and now they desire then the destroying the people of Israel, these that were God's chosen ones to be a nation. And we will ever find, of course, that enmity is set against the nation of Israel. It will be so, I believe, then, until the time shall end. Oh, how much more then it is to be viewed in the way of a spiritual people. The devil hates the work of Christ, the work of God, the image of God in the life then of poor sinners. New birth in the soul. His heart that fears the Lord. Oh, the devil hates that it is a evidence that he has failed, that he is a destroyed foe, he has his days numbered. And so he seeks to do all that he can to destroy the life that is yet in the little ones of the Lord. And so we find these here then, that when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. The Lord knows the fearing, trembling hearts in them in our matters of our enemies and of our troubles that we are in. And so we find the Israelites here then crying unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us. They saw something here then in the judge or the prophet that Samuel was to pray for them. The great need was in their hearts, of course, to pray for themselves. We would be in that right spirit to pray one for another. But it is only the Lord then enabled us to pray for ourselves, to cry out for our personal needs. But somebody did not cease then to listen to this word, then he would save us out of the hand of the Philistines. As if they saw that they were so polluted, unfit, unworthy, how could they come before their God? And so Samuel sets this true and perfect way for them to come. That he was a sinner who could not be expected then to receive an answer from the Lord. Only by mercy. Only as the Spirit was given him. So the eye of faith in Samuel faithfully brings the suckling lamb and offers it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And it comes pleading then on mercy's ground. That the innocent one, instructed then in the law for them by the Lord, in this God-appointed way, that the blood of it might speak on their behalf, that they should be given a faith to look beyond what was natural there and see what was greatly spiritual, that it was the blood of the Lamb of God. Oh, the only way then for our hearts to be found in this spirit then of prayer we have mentioned before us of Samuel crying is upon the same ground, the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, the pleading of the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Oh, the devil hates that doctrine, that teaching, and seeks to turn us away from pleading the name and the precious blood of Christ. As we read of it in the Acts, how they were looking back to how the psalmist had written in Psalm 2 at the heathen raging and their enmity then against the Lord's anointed, as it is spoke there. And they, of course, as we read it in the Greek, it is the Lord's Christ, the Lord's chosen one, the Lord Jesus himself, the Son of God. That the enmity then of the wicked world is against the Lord Jesus. And thereby they were under the enmity then of those that hated their Lord and Master. And will it not be so with the Lord's dear people then, that that measure then of the enmity of the wicked one will fall onto their lot also? You see, the eye of faith that they had, it did not look at the second causes. It looked to see what was against the Lord, what was the working of the devil, and what then their own hearts would be in, but for this wonder of grace, but for this wonder then of the dying love of the Lamb of God. Oh, that was to be offered then wholly. With a reference again, of course, to the Lord Jesus Christ, who came lovingly, freely, willingly to live a perfect life amongst sinners and to bear so much affliction in the flesh, though perfect and holy, and to be the man of sorrows in all that he bore, to feel that great suffering then of the weight of sin laid upon him in his sufferings in Gethsemane before the hands of wicked men that accused him, and their smitings and their stripes, and their desire that he be crucified in that way of cruelness, and that way which he lovingly came to bear, that he should show himself willing to be the lamb then, the suckling lamb offered wholly for his dear people unto the Lord, to represent then that he was standing in the place of his people, that these guilty ones might be blessed to be delivered. They should be his forevermore in his eternity. They should not be left in this far off place then as enemies, but brought near. And offer a glimpse then in this word this evening, as Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. He appoints his path of prayer then upon mercy's ground, that there might be blessings then for his Israel, for the souls of individual sinners who seek that great light they need, encouragement to continue in the way of faith. There should be those uniting in God's fear to be a part of this Israel. It's made of individuals. We cannot speak of a general number except there be individuals in it, living, trembling, praying souls, that each then are this same word, who cry unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him. You see, it was much more than what we look upon as a national deliverance here then, as the Lord was pleased to greatly thunder and to drive those Philistines away. Or as you think of those dear apostles then, as they come in that path of prayer, knowing what they had passed through, and knowing what yet might yet come to them, and yet what faith they had to bring it all to the Lord in prayer, to pray to God to appear for them. And it was a much in that, Lord help me, Lord save me. And it's not here this evening in this word, and Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. As we are brought into these paths, these depths, to cry out for our personal need, will it not bring us to cry out one for another, that his own reviving work might yet be found in the hearts of many more, that the might be a great light that will shine yet to unravel the darkness of unbelief, of disbelief of the living God. I'm given a desire to hear the voice of the living God, the God of Israel. In this sense then, we read in the 99th Psalm then that there as the psalmist declares of the Lord reigning with almighty power, let the earth tremble. Let there be a right reverence to him who is such a great God, the great King of Kings, whom some of you know he approached unto, that could not do so except in this way, appointed then, pleading for mercy, pleading the precious blood. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for he is holy. See what views the Spirit then has given the psalmist to see of the greatness of the glory of the living God. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The Lord's strength also loveth judgment, doth establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Let me read this: Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. And oh, what a word for us this evening, and to encourage us in the path of prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. These listed then, these servants of God who walked in dark and difficult times, many impossibilities, and yet, as we read of Samuel, among them that call upon the name, his name, they called upon the Lord and he answered them. This is a great God, church, one who rules and reigns, who has all things in his hand, every minute circumstance is known to him, all of our circumstances here this evening. He spake to them out of the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast the God that forgavest them, though they took his vengeance on their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. You see, in the wonder then of holiness, which often then sends that shiver, as it were, to us as what we are so unlike, is a wonder then of sacred perfection, of where true happiness is, and where God has purposed a blessing, that in all his holy perfection then, he has a purpose then to overcome the imperfection then of the sins of our hearts and souls, and to give of the dear righteousness of his dear Son, as he had obtained in a perfect life here amongst sinners in the earth, amidst darkness and temptation that never succumbed to it, that he might give him that holy righteousness freely, the polluted sinners might be clothed in it, but be blessed to be amongst Israel as one that graciously showed this great love, though there was righteous anger against those there and enemies. Oh, it is to be found this evening upon the right side of the Word of God. God is a God of judgment, a God of power, a God indeed that knows what our heart is naturally, but oh, that he might give us another heart, another spirit, give us his tender hearted spirit then, that we read of Samuel amongst those that called upon his name, whom the Lord answered. And the Lord knows then our hearts this evening what trembling cries we come with. But may it be for this same purpose then, the deliverance of our soul and the deliverance of souls. Because then the prayer then for Israel is the prayer for the glory of God to be revealed. That he, the God of Israel, would come with his crowning grace and power. And the eye of faith in these, and look for their Messiah, their anointed one, to come and reveal himself to them. And there were many natural thoughts as to how that might be, but in the spiritual sense of it, the crying unto the Lord for Israel was that the God of Israel would reveal himself. And so the Lord was pleased then to bring that miracle from heaven, the thunderings then upon their enemies. Here they were in their helplessness, who could not fight them. Their evidence of that word that we read was given to Moses then, as the Lord said, the Lord will fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. You have to walk the way of faith. You have to see how the Egyptians would be smitten, the Red Sea opened, and they would be taken safely through by faith. And oh, may faith be enlarged in our hearts this evening to be crying to the Lord for Israel. We be amongst this spiritual people. That he be our God personally. That we be a uniting, trembling, fearing people of the Lord, seeking his power and his blessing. Seeking that our lives might bear witness also, as we read of those apostles, what great grace was given them, what abundant blessing that they witnessed the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That their hope it was built on the risen Saviour who had once died. So as the sacrifice was made here, the death clearly shown that was in the place of them, yet the power of God lived amongst them to show that he was present. That it was not the end of the matter and the sacrifice that was made. There would be many more that would need to be made, many more sins that would need to be confessed. That the only sacrifice then is the glory of God to his Israel, then that he is the risen one, the conquering one. And as that name signifies, then it was given to Jacob, he had prevailed. Or that God was pleased then that he should be answering that prayer, that he would not depart from Jacob without giving him a blessing. He tested Jacob's faith in the wrestling long with him. But Jacob was desperate in that need. He needed evidence from his God that he could go on to meet Esau and not be destroyed, that all those covenant promises would come about, that he was a God of those promises. And is it so this evening in our hearts that we fear those promises will not be fulfilled, that our hope is hanging on the blessing of eternal life, the comfort of his presence, the need of the Lord to be with us? Oh, he will bring us as crying souls. What we read much of in Psalm 107, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. You see, the Lord knows how to appoint trouble and trial to bring us to cry. And perhaps often we look at it and say, well, we don't need to be troubled to have to cry. We'll bring our cries anyway. Well, do we? I believe we don't. The Lord squeezes out those cries in troubled circumstances, weights and burdens, unforeseen circumstances that come, that we find how those petitions are squeezed out of our hearts, and then we do not view a glimpse of what a living cry that is under the Lord's appointment, though it be in many tears and great sorrowings, much pain of heart and spirit. And wonder can ever such be then one that can be heard of the Lord? Surely be a fit then to be cast out and cut off forever. You see, we read, and the Lord heard him. And he sets this before us then to show that, will he not have us each then to come in this way, then that some were showing the people. Their desire was that he would cry, and perhaps in their hearts was that thought, well, he was one that would represent them, they could live without the burden of this. Or maybe not rest then in the prayers of another, that we be a saved soul. The Spirit will ever exercise our hearts personally. And oh, what a mercy to have those praying souls that do pray for us. What a value cannot be set upon the prayer of the brethren. The secret cries that go on in the pew, the wrestlings of the Lord. You see how the personal heart and soul needs this same crying out unto the Lord for Israel. That there might be a blessing for us each. Oh, the Lord is not to pass us by. for surely he is commanding his blessing. We see the evidences of it. But oh, do we yearn all the more to know it personally, to know what is being answered for us. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Give me that clear believing view of the Saviour and his love. Oh, that sweet sense that the petition yet has broken through. Is that prayer then that the hymn speaks of, as breaking through the iron bars, the brazen gates, right? Again, it's all impossibilities. Because resting upon the name and the blood of the Lord Jesus, nothing indeed can stand in its way. Nothing can hinder that purpose of the Lord. And as those dear apostles, then they had to answer faithfully their accusers that they should indeed walk in God's fear, obey God and not man. But there they were under the commission of the Lord in the preaching of the gospel. And yet what enmity the devil shows in those who had the name of religion and yet were so dead. Even though this notable miracle then of healing had been done, which brought such controversy, that such things were being done then by these characters and men that they were, and exposing all the more their enmity then against the Lord and the Israel of God. But oh, the wonder of God's mercy that kept these apostles then steadfast in this profession of their faith. We read that as they were let go from their accuser, they went to their own company. You see, the souls then that pray for Israel, they delight then to be in the company of others that pray for Israel. They seek then to find that as their companionship. That these are their friends and their brethren in Christ. And there we read they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and declared him to be that God of heaven and of earth, of all things. He had spoken by his servants, who was that same God who indeed gave the Lord Jesus Christ his anointed. And though they did what the determinate counsel then that was before them was a purpose, that it was in God's purpose it should be the suffering lamb. You see, yet they desire that with all boldness they may speak the word. And so may we be blessed with this like precious faith then that is in Samuel and his cries, that was in these apostles, that we might also with them with boldness speak the word, though men hate the word, hate the God of the word, hate the truth, which naturally of course ourselves do not wish to be exposed, where we are wrong and deceitful and shameful. Oh, the wonder of the God of truth then to bring the truth of salvation. Oh, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, with signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. They assembled and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. You see what blessings are mentioned here, of God answering prayer, working mightily in the hearts of sinners, testifying that he is the God of Israel. He is the spiritual God then of his dear people. As they come as poor trembling sinners, feeling to be outside of this people, not like them, not good enough. But he is that God to them who is receiving them as sinners, eating with them, calling them to repentance, bringing them to feel their need of him. And oh, may the Lord then work mightily to bring us, like Samuel in his cry then, for a spiritual blessing. What we often read then, the apostle writing of in his letters, that he particularly expresses a prayer for their spiritual benefit. They might be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that the eyes of their understanding might be enlightened. And what precious doctrines and truths he brings out of the desire for them to be under a spiritual blessing. He knew the enemy would be near as he was absent from those places where the word of God was blessed. But he knew that the Lord would answer prayer to bring them a spiritual blessing. His cry was there for Israel, for the church of God. the cause of God and truth, whatever we might call it. And may we be encouraged to see as this word goes on to speak, and the Lord heard him. Oh, he hears his trembling people, the hymns and the hers of his dear people, the brothers and sisters in Christ too. Bring forth this same cry for God's glory, God's honour, God's name to be glorified, his mercy to abound, and his blessing to be known and felt personally, that we be blessed to rejoice in it unitedly, that he has those great things that he will do, indeed that he has done those great things, and being the eternal God, he must still do those great things. That great wonder that a sinner should be born again, that it should be said, and if any, as it was, saw then, to behold, he prayeth. His heart then is crying out unto the Lord for Israel. Oh, that changed heart then that is so needful. May we have an evidence of it in our own soul. And may we give him no rest until he give us that clear evidence. Lord, bless his word this evening and forgive all that I speak amiss. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn number 7. Hymn number 7 to June Hensbury, 161. God shall alone the refuge be and comfort of my mind. Too wise to be mistaken he, too good to be unkind. When sore afflictions on me lie, he is, though I am blind, too wise to be mistaken, yea, too good to be unkind. Hereafter he will make me know, and I shall surely find, he was too wise to err and owe, too good to be unkind. Hymn number 7, June Hensbury, 161.
mercy to forgive and pardon all that thou dost see amiss in our worship this evening. We pray thou hast blessed to us thine own word of truth, and give us that grace to see that thou art he that doeth all things in thy eternal purposes, that righteous and true way. O gracious Lord, do give us the grace to wait and to watch. We seek thy blessing to be with us as we come to part. Keep us safely in journeys homeward as we travel upon the roads, and bless each at home we disconnect from the service there. Be with us in the night and grant a good night's rest in due time, we pray thee. But O do guide us, we pray, each by thy counsel, and afterward receive us into thy glory. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us forever. Amen.